Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, John? Man, don't change that down. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wait.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Richie Bird. Niggas claim they real, but that's just talk. We don't
hustle and grinding for weeks. Nigga, fuck peace. We stay strapped with a total of 2 Glocks at least. Bitch, I'm out here wild and cutting loose. Like one of them niggas from out the goose. Nigga, better chill. I'm on the kill. I told you I'm a soldier from Bunker Hill. Nigga, my East Show Predator. That's about 9 steps ahead of ya. Then I got a bird's eye view. Just like my little partner from Skyview. From Mighty Miss You. I'm Lion King of the jungle. From the land down under. Where they give a nigga life for a bundle. I go hard in the paint. Better guard your bank. Never would've found a British dog to stank. Nine got some niggas wondering where they do that at. Where the gold and the black and the who that at. I'm from the Mighty Nine. Where they hustle and grind. They don't mind dying, not doing time. Nigga, get out of line. We slinging it on. Go to 16 like I'm singing the rhyme.
Nine walk on and raise me. Nine walk streets, they made me.
Up in that Glock, bustin' shots till the niggas drop. So don't be shocked when you see me coming. Kick cock, young gunner, bustin' niggas up for running. It ain't funny and it ain't nothing to laugh about. You'll see when we grab the thing and clear your ass out. Yeah, look, pressure bust pipes, bullets bust heads. YG with infrared, coming through like the feds. Closing shops with the shop, this ain't moving, I'm bluesin'. Ain't no winning, only losing. I gon' see, I think it's losing. Look, pressure bust pipes, bullets bust heads. YG with infrared, coming through like the feds. Closing shops with the shop, this ain't moving, I'm bluesin'. Ain't no winning, only losing. I gon' see, I think it's losing.
I'm dirty, nigga. You ain't heard of me.
You ain't heard of
boy,
me.
I'm known in New Orleans like Bourbon Street.
Like Bourbon
I got
Street.
Balls in New Orleans like Bourbon Street.
Like Bourbon
I run
Street.
Straight through the city like Canal Street.
Straight
I'm
like
hands on with my shit like Jell Beef. You
like
only beef in the can that ain't real beef. You an Indian? I'm a real cheat.
Yeah.
Last nigga, I put the rust boy still asleep.
I was
talk, you caught. Told him you ain't new shit. Raised in the era, you ain't post when you do shit. Raised in the era, stand alone, fuck that cool shit. Under the old law,
I ain't mad for the new shit.
I'm under that old law,
I ain't mad for the new shit.
I'm under that old law.
Until I see too many dead bodies up in the street. You see, I'm trying to stay cool and keep your shoes down. But can't bust heads. YG with infrared coming through like the bed. Closing shops with the shop, and then they moving a blues. Ain't no winner, only losing. I gon' tell you, I think they're shooting up. Pressure bust fights and bullet bust heads. YG with infrared coming through like the bed. Closing shops with the shop, and then they moving a blues. Ain't no winner, only losing. I gon' tell you, I think they're shooting. My team can't see, we got infrared on the heat. These niggas be trying to creep, but my aim just too sweet, so I never miss a headshot. That lay hot, and when they hook up with that red dot, it's bustin' with the red top. Nigga playing these red dots when we hit the drug spot. So if some people check this, we don't even fit the mug shots. You gotta play it hard, doing dirty, getting hard. Some people trying to lie down, let me die in that floor. Bringing me in that border, cause I need my pockets fat. Cause if my pockets flat, you might catch me in my black. Bringing chaos to niggas block. Up in that Glock, bustin' shots till the niggas drop. So don't be shocked when you see me coming. Kick cock, young gunny, bustin' niggas up for running. It ain't funny and it ain't nothing to laugh about. You'll see when we grab the thing and clear your ass out. Clear, look, pressure bust pipes, bullets bust heads. YG with infrared coming through like the feds. Closing shops with the shops, this ain't moving, I'm blueing. Ain't no winning, only losing. I gon' see, I think it's losing. Look, pressure bust pipes, bullets bust heads. YG with infrared coming through like the feds. Closing shops with the shops, this ain't moving, I'm blueing. Ain't no winning, only losing. I gon' see, I think it's losing.
Sunday Night Heat episode number 512. This your man King Eric, the media assassin. You now tuned in to Off the Cuff Radio, sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, Da Vinci Clothing, Jesse Boutique, Core Financial, Fleetwood and the Cop Pickers. And check this, man. We got my host T-Max with the facts in the building. I got Pittsburgh Pat on build in the meantime, but we wait for our guest of the night. What's good with you guys?
What's going on, man?
Pat, yo, what's happening, y'all?
What's going on?
Man, I'm all right, bro. We got COVID around here like bad as a motherfucker in my town, man. And I'm starting to think I got it, bro. Like, I know, I know four people that like I know. You know what I mean? Like, where like. Other people I know them too. So, like, I'm in contact with them when I'm not in contact with them. You know what I mean? And, started to feel a little weird last night. And then, like, today, man, like, I just kind of felt, like lazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I just had to, like, sit up to grab a lighter, like, I had to think about it for, like, 10 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just, like, so out of energy. You know what I mean? And then, like... I don't know, man, like, just within the last hour, like, I kind of, like, feel like I got to take a deep breath, but, like, I can't, you know what I mean? I, like, have, like, a little bit of shortness of breath right now and shit, you know what I mean?
Get it checked out.
Yeah, I'm going to have, like I said, man, like, I was, like, starting to think, like, maybe, you know what I mean? But I didn't really, like, sleep all that good last night. And, like, I don't know, for me, Sundays are always boring as hell. Like, you know what I mean? Like, usually if you look at my, like, social media and say, like, you'll see I post a lot on Sundays, man, because it's just boring as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man, like, the last hour, bro, like, just, like, I start to talk and I got to stop to, like, take a breath. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy, man. But, fuck all that, though. Let's do some radio, man.
Definitely.
But,
there's a lot of things in the meantime, man. Oh yeah, I'm doing good, man. So, you know, before we waiting on our guests, we want to just build on some things because, you know, there's a lot been happening this week that I wanted to chime in on, and, you know, I want to ask you guys a point of view on these current events.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
start
get
at
it.
Us, man. T-Max answer first. Go ahead.
We're going to hit this one here. I'm going to throw y'all a pitches curve with this video, with this one here.
Okay.
And we want to talk about the Pussy Crook, Mystical.
Oh,
man. You want to go first, Matt, or will I go first?
Yeah, I will. I mean, look, man, I've always been. What's that?
I said the alleged Pussy Crook.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look, everybody knows I love New Orleans artists and shit. Mystical was rapping with Slim back when Slim was Magnolia Slim. You know, KLC and shit. And then, like, Mystical just went his way with Big Boy and shit. You know what I mean? Of course, he had to beef with BG and all that. So, like, I was young back then, and I loved BG. So, like, you know, being, like, a young kid, man, like, here's a guy that I know that I'm not, like, a super big fan of, just in one of my favorites. Like, you know what I mean? So I'll admit, like, I didn't give Mystical a fair chance, like, music-wise. Like, I respect him as a legend, and I understand that he is, and I understand that he got classics. I get all that. I'm just saying, like, bro, I don't care what anybody says. Nobody knows every fucking album and every fucking city from the 90s. Like, there's shit that you didn't buy. There's shit that you didn't listen to. It's all right to say that. You know what I mean? But, so I just wanted to be clear. Like, I'm not biased at all. Like, maybe I am a little bit. Maybe I'm offering some, like, a different way to think about it because he's from New Orleans. Maybe. I don't know. But, like, all right. I don't mean to talk forever or anything, guys, but, like, look, man, I learned a long time ago when I was locked up, like, I'm a Steelers fan. So Ben Roethlisberger gets accused of rape by some chick at, like, a golf resort or whatever, something like that. You know what I mean?
It was in a bar.
Two days after that.
Video mysteriously disappeared, yeah.
Well, like, 2 days after that, her friends and coworkers, like, turned in text messages of her saying, like, bragging about being with them and talking about, like, trapping them, like, to knock them up and shit. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
like, the media just kind of dismissed it because, like, back then, you got to remember, this is 2009-ish? Or, no, that one was, like, 2007-ish. So social media is just starting, like, you know what I mean? Like, to blow up. But, I mean, mm-hmm. dude, they dragged Roethlisberger, like, the second time now. Now, yes, he's a Steeler, bro. I, like, the Steelers could, like, murder my grandparents in front of me, and I'd be like, you guys better make the playoffs now, motherfucker. You know, like, I love the Steelers, right? So, like, yes, of course, I am biased. So you can not take in anything I'm about to say. But, like, so the second accusation come out. Now, keep in mind, everybody got over the first one. It disappeared in the news and everything because she's like, hey, this happened. And her friends and coworkers were like, no, it didn't. So everyone's like, oh, that bitch is lying. And everybody moved on. So now it happens again in Georgia in a college town. College town. And
okay.
In the backwoods of Georgia, a college town. So she claims he followed her in the bathroom, which he probably did, and he raped her. Now, the very next day, like, you know, when she turned it in, like, she was around a bunch of her friends and all that, that, like, gave statements on him and shit. Then the next day, all of a sudden, she decides not to press charges, like, literally 12 hours later. And for some reason, they didn't let him slide because now, even though that first one seemed like total bullshit and everybody felt it was, nobody cared about it. But then when the second one came, everybody just stopped thinking about the facts of the first one and just saying this is the second one. You know what I mean? So it's just that's how it went. They still, like, banged them. They gave them 6 games. You ended up doing 4-game suspension. But, like, that's – I'm relating this to Mystical because let's keep in mind that the thing that they stress about the first Mystical case is that it's on video. So when people read that article, it says – he, like, him and bodyguards, like, forced this bitch to give them all head and shit, and he, like, robbed their sign, I don't remember. But, so, like, the media and the police were, like, folks, like, we have it on video. Like, but, it, like, a lot of people were saying, and I kind of believe it, because the system did everything they could to not release the transcripts and shit. Here, it was just a video of a bitch sucking dicks. Like, is it that far-fetched to think, like, some bitch was just given head on video? to a rapper, a popular rapper, you know? Like, maybe he really did rape her. I don't know. But now he got arrested again a few years ago. He did time. He did, like, 6 or 7 years or whatever for that first one. So the second one comes. He was gone for a while, and then they dropped the case, saying, like, hey, we caught the bitch lying. It ended up being some chick that he had, like, a relationship with. It wasn't just, like, some strange girl he ran into and raped her. You know what I mean? Well, he, like, they threw the case out, and everyone's like, yeah, I don't think he did that one, man. And they, everybody kind of forgave him. But now that this third one's out, you can't say anything about the second one. He's just guilty of that now. That's how everybody's treating it. And if you go and look at everybody's posts, and I'm talking from fans to fucking media outlets, to like people with many followers, look at the, when that story came out, like, look at the posts that they have about it. Not one person had any details except that he was in jail and charged with this crime. Not one person said any detail. So I kept saying, dude, I want to wait until I hear more. I'm not even thinking about it until then. Because, bro, like, is it that crazy to think he's fighting with a chick that he has, like, a love-hate relationship with? Like, I think we've all been in those. And that they got, you know, I mean, they said they found some drugs. Maybe they were getting high and shit. And maybe this is something that this bitch always holds over his head. Like, you know, if I just say you rape me, then like, everybody will believe me because you have the mother too. And maybe it's like God, I mean, you know, they threw in a bunch of weird shit, but I ain't even falling for that. In my opinion, I think sometimes they throw in weird shit. So when you read the sentence about it, like the girl being somebody that he's been with for a while and has like a relationship with, like a line or two later, it's talking about all the weird shit. Like, oh, he like, threw, I don't know, what they say, like alcohol or something on her to like clear of the bad spirits and, then that's, like, right, like, where any rape or shit. So they throw, like, the weird shit and the shocking part right after, like, the thing that might make you think another way. You know what I mean? But the thing is, nobody knows what happened. I don't think it's insane to for a girl to lie about that. I just really don't. Now, they said, like, the hospital and shit said that her injuries were consistent. That means, like, trust me, guys. Like, I've been in prison for a long fucking time, man. I've studied the law. Dude, I know, like, friends that, like, lost trial for that type of shit, had to go back on appeal and ended up winning because they were truly, truly innocent. Bro, like, all that means is that she has some kind of evidence that she had sex with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, they'll call it injuries, like, compatible with a rape. Bro, like, that can literally be anything at all. It doesn't, anything is considered an injury, even if it's really not. So, like, what are those injuries? Is it a broken pelvis and, like, you know, dislocated hip? If it's that, then fuck, man, yeah, he probably, you know, he probably raped her, you know what I mean? But, like, if he was just fucking the bitch all fucked up on drugs and shit and fucked her all hard. I don't mean to say bitch and shit, but he was fucking her all hard. Now she got him, and he pissed her off later, and she told him. Like, I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm just saying, like, nobody's even thinking about any details of the other two, even though we seem to forgive him for the second one. And now they're focused on anything to distract you from what are the details. Next time you see somebody calling them a rapist for their shit, just ask them. Like, what details make you believe this?
And you know with me, you know? You know with me, you know how I do, y'all. I gotta bring a little. It's a serious situation. You know, this by any means is no form of comic relief whatsoever. But you can't just help but look at the coincidences here. Like, we all knew from back in the day when you talked about, give me the glove, I'm gonna take it in my hand. You know what I'm saying?
And like. I saw your post about that. That was hilarious, dude. And like I said, I'm in no way saying he didn't do anything. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, bro, like, I really don't have any details, you know?
Yeah. One thing about it is – one thing about it with something like that is that serious.
Somebody else on the line?
Yes.
Nah, that was me. That was me.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, D-Max. Go ahead, bro.
No, you're good. Now, one thing about it is for a situation of that seriousness, you have to have everything in a row. We all got to look at the reality of it. There was a prior conviction. A matter of fact, I have the Source magazine, the Hip Hop Behind Bars. I believe it was the second issue they did.
I had both of them, yeah, when I was in jail, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they talked about that whole situation considering the which was wild because the judge actually watched the video, which usually is not normal procedure. Usually the jury looks at the evidence and they make that decision off of, you know, but the judge actually saw the video. And that they said that's how it influenced the sentencing.
Terrible.
Yeah. So for whatever it was, y'all, the fact is he has a prior conviction of rape, which is serious. And
yeah,
when we look at how these things keep reoccurring, are we judge, jury, and execution to say he did it or he did not do it? No, we're not. But we can say that there is a pattern that these things keep coming up, which means that there is obviously something going on to where he keeps ending up in these situations. Once again, I'm not saying he did it, but I'm saying he keeps finding himself in these situations where this always happens. Now, like you said, Pat and King, this is what it is. There's nobody really knows the circumstances. Nobody really knows the whole story of how this whole thing transpired.
I need more info, bro. You know?
Right. And there's nothing wrong. It is not being insensitive or dismissive to the victims when you want to know the facts behind the case. Because like you said, you need to know more. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to know more. That's how we make a reasonable and correct conclusion in terms of how we see the situation. So we'll just have to wait and see how this thing turns out in terms of what will come
up with. However, one thing I also want to mention, the bad thing for Mystical is nobody truly gives a fuck. The world we live in, people are just talking about the topic of the day. Do you really think anybody gives a fuck what Mystical's up to? They don't care because by Tuesday, somebody's going to say Eminem sucks and everybody's just going to talk about that and they'll go to that argument. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so the bad thing for Mystical is if there is shit out there that can prove him innocent, man, people might just lose interest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. It's the third time. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a situation where I believe if it becomes a fact that he didn't do this, the story just going to automatically just lose interest itself and people just going to move on to the next big thing. But, you know, there's drawing power and there's, I would say drawing power within the unknown, which is controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows what happened with this situation. So they're like, okay, we can speculate whatever. We could go through the conspiracy theories. We can go through, he might have been trying to pry the wall of Pelicans or something like that.
Somebody said Mystical tried to buy Tubi. That was my favorite one, bro.
Something real crazy because, you know, the YouTube universe has a crazy imagination. They'll come with some stuff like,
Master
P could have went ahead and sent a chick to set him up because he ain't want to pay P money. You know, they'll say some shit like that.
Dude, I could, like, make a YouTube video saying, like, you know, King Eric from Off the Cuff Radio is a transgender. And, like, dude, I can just put that on YouTube. And, like, some people will never even click on it. They'll just see that headline, and for the rest of their lives, when they hear your name, they're going to think that of you. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. We live
in that world, bro. Isn't it crazy, though? And, like, bro, I tell people this all the time. Like, you know, like, I'm away from the bullshit, you know what I mean? But I still run into people, and they'll be like, yeah, you heard about so-and-so? He's a snitch. And I'm like, for real, bro? Like, half the time I hear that about somebody, the other guy snitched on him. You know what I mean? And, like, I always do this. Like, all right, like, let's say he is. Like, in what situation did you ever hear somebody was a snitch and you went and did something to him? If you never do that, then you're just running your mouth like a snitch does. So, like, I don't want to hear it. To me, you're just gossiping. Because if somebody sees me walking with you and we part ways and I see that person the next day, I'd be like, yeah, he's a rat. That's all I got to say, bro. And for the rest of your life, dude, in my town, people will say you're a rat. Like, they don't want no, they don't care about paperwork, proof, nothing. Because everybody's just worried about the gossip of the fucking day, bro. They don't care if it's correct. They just want views, and they want to be the first one to say something, or they want to be the one that racks up the, you know, because trolls will ignore the fact that it's bad comedy and just make fun of the people that are mad about it in the comments. This motherfucker, you know, there's motherfuckers that post shit like that Wally the Great motherfucker. Like, well, I want to fight that dude, like, for real. Like, I don't hate too many people, but I hate that motherfucker. But, whatever the fuck and his name is, Wally the Great, fuck that dude, bro. I hope he dies in a fire today. Like, fuck that dude. But,
you know, but it's real, though, because the problem, but the thing is that when you're dealing with, artificial academia is not rooted in a genuine place of real learning. It's rooted in an artificial sense of, you know, attention. It's about manufactured drama. It's all about convoluted, you know, conversation. None of it is substantial. All of it is simply sensational. All of it is made to get attention, but none of it is actually, you know, has real merit.
And like, for the most part, like, everybody, like, you have to put a headline on your stories and shit that will attract people's eyes. Like, if LOG comes on and says that, like, he wants to kill 50 Cent, and we just put it on YouTube, it's LOG interview. like, nobody will click on it. But, so, like, we have to put, LOG said he's going to murder 50 Cent. They don't have beef or not. I'm just, first two rappers that came to my head.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to attract you. But, like, so you have to just think of the, but we do it in truth. Like, we just think of, like, no twist words or nothing. We're just like, okay, what did this dude talk about that will attract the most people? But it's true, though. You know what I mean? So when they click on it, it's not clickbait. You know what I mean? They're like, other people just make shit up. And, like, it doesn't matter if it's true or nothing. Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's a weird world to live in, bro.
Yeah, speaking of weird, man, you know, to switch topics for a bit, man. I know y'all some of the clips from this Irv Gotti Drink Champs interview.
Let's hope we talk about
this
that.
Yo, this guy here, man. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the dude in Casino that ran his mouth too much and sank the whole mob.
Piscano.
Like, this guy here just a blabbering mouth.
Talking about Piscano, Artie Piscano.
Yeah.
Bro.
Even John looked at him like, nigga, what is you doing?
Dude. Look, when he gets drinks in him on Drink Champs and he's with Nori, bro, I know who he is, dude. He's Orlando Brown, bro. Think about it, bro. He's a few degrees cooler, like, you know, less insane than Orlando Brown. Like, he says he makes it, he gets drunk and, like, makes it a point to just say crazy shit. Like, bro, who the fuck goes out of their way to call Mike Geronimo a bitch ass, you know what? Like, bro, like, what? Either you've had
boys.
Yeah, like,
he
bro.
Had Mike on the
yeah, like, bro, like, he, like, come on, like, either you just said it to because you were drunk and you were corny and you were trying to be controversial, or you said it because you've been holding hate in your fucking heart over nothing for 25 years. Either way, dude, that's not a good look, Irv. And, like, I've always respected Irv. I've defended them. Like, when people say, like, 50 Cent killed his career and shit, like, bro, I like, tell people the facts. Like, yes, that had something to do with it. The federal case had something to do with it. And let's keep in mind that while that beef was going on, they were still going gold and platinum. You know what I mean? Drum Roll still had hits, you know? So, like,
that's true.
Maybe over time, yeah, that played, you know, a huge part in it just because nobody was dropping music. So, like, how can you really defend yourself? You know what I mean? So, like, I always respected her. I mean, I lost respect for him several times as a fan. Like, the whole, like, the way he was in the takeover ether shit, trying to play both sides, stabbing people in the back. Remember, he had fucking J-Lo and Nas saying they were Murder, Inc. and shit, and, like,
yeah,
never did nothing with it.
Like, and then we talked about this the other day, about how Nas pulled that chess move.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, use them.
Just like, I mean, dude, go and look at his interviews with people. Yeah, he's, like, a very talkative guy and very, like, speaks with, like, passion, you know what I mean? But, bro, when you add liquor to that and you add Nori, who, like, as he should, feeds into it, you know what I mean? Like, he should do that. But, dude, it brings out cornball shit from Irv. I would be willing to bet you whatever you want to bet that when Irv wakes up and he's sober and sees those clips on the internet, dude, you telling me there's not going to be at least a little embarrassment there?
I mean,
yeah.
When I saw the situation, when I saw what he said about Ashanti, because at one point when I first said, you know, when he said he found out about Ashanti and Nelly, when he was,
because
I didn't even know, I didn't even know that him and Ashanti had a thing. So, and Irv is married. He's been married for some years. So I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, and I thought that was actually, you know, somebody just playing online, and then I found out that was really true. He really said it, and it was something that, you know, that's wild because, you know, we gotta break it back to the essence. First off, with Mike Geronimo, shout out to Mike, and of course Royal Flush, two of the kings of Queens.
Great MCs, and it has nothing to do with them being on our show. Of course, we appreciate that, but those are guys I respect immensely for years and years. Like, you guys heard how I talked to them. I had the utmost respect. Like, I love those guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do. We love them, too. And for Mike, and when we had Mike on the show talking about the situation with him and Irv, he had nothing but, you know, good things to say about how they all came up. Yeah, you know, so I know Mike is looking at this dude like, the hell, man. It's like, you know, Irv.
Look, if you're an adult, if me and you, like, were coming up in the world, T-Max, and once, like, the money came, it just didn't work out, and you went on and had, like, a very good career, and my shit just, like, never really took off, and we had some words for each other. But then 20 years later, you realize, like, man, I was a dumbass 24-year-old. Like, I should have acted like that. Blah, blah. You don't hold that hate in your heart and all that. Like, you're like, you know, if you're telling a story about it.
Yeah,
like, if you're telling a story about it, you can say, like, yeah, man, I feel like he did me wrong, but at the same time, I shouldn't have been asking how I was acting. We was young, we was dumb, I'm over it. You know what I mean? Like, people will talk about the whole Nas and Jay-Z angle with Irv Gotti during Takeover in Ether and how Irv was weird as hell during that whole thing. Let's also not forget that he also, Ashanti's the one that gave Jay-Z that picture of Prodigy. Like, Ashanti's the one that did that. So, the Takeover Summer Jam that led that classic performance when we heard Takeover the first time, and he says, you was the ballerina, I got the pictures, I've seen you. And he puts that on the screen. Bro, Ashanti's the one that gave him that picture. So from the jump, Mr. Queens Get the Money was going behind everybody from Queens' back to help out Brooklyn J with some dirt on Pete from the go. And then he started playing both sides. Like, there's no question where if Irv didn't have to be involved in anything. He should have just backed away from him. But he tried to do grimy shit and be cool with everybody. He's pouring for that, you know?
Hey, yeah. Super ugly. But Jay, going at Nas. Then try to sign Nas.
Yeah.
And it's wild.
I mean,
good. I got the old Double XL from years ago when they talked about it. And he was saying about how he felt like, you know, he felt a certain way because Nas, Jay, with Jay, Ja, and X, he felt like they owed him a record in terms of, you know, but there was a lot of obviously tensions going on and everybody kind of went their separate ways. And he said he was upset at them because he felt like
they owe him a record. It's like those are my brothers. And I feel like they owe it to me to where they need to do that album together, you know, because it never came to fruition. You know, but Irv, the situation Irv found himself in, you know, is it unfortunate? Absolutely. But when you think about how much of it was through his own devices, you got to start questioning it because there was a lot of stuff that went down in that period. You know, and I mean, yeah. Of course, obviously the federal investigation, you know, which they were found innocent of, you know, but it took 3 years and millions of dollars in legal fees to get out of, you know, that was serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never really got back to where they were after that situation happened.
Yeah, man. Like, nobody came to Irv's aid either. You know,
nah.
Like, just like Nas was Prodigy. I mean, Prodigy was hurting because of that shit at Summer Jam. Nobody, you know, this is before the internet. Nobody realizes, like, bro, he was dressed up in a Michael Jackson thing. Like, he has a legendary aunt that has like a dance school in the neighborhood. She's like a legend.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
And he
was just
an
addict. Yeah, he was just a kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and
yeah.
he was just dressed like Michael Jackson. He wasn't a ballerina or nothing. But like, you could have put anything up there, and that works. You know what I mean? Like, it's Summer
right.
Jam, bro. Like, that shit worked. Like, whoa, Jay's doing some Prodigy. You know what I mean? But then, like, you know, once 50 Cent came along, dude, like, nobody, you know, like, Jada and them, like, they went back at 50, but just because 50 dissed them. But before that, dude, nobody was making diss records. Nobody had Irv's back. Because why would they? They look, that shit was
hey,
a huge
man.
Thing, and it was right after Ether. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Man. Hey, you know what? I was going to say this, because, you know, I ride with, you know, that. The Interscope, G-Unit, Shady Bad. I'm like, look, that was business, man. We turned that whole base against Ja Rule and Irv. It wasn't nothing personal. Business, man. We had to crush that. We had to crush him, man. You know, because, you know, he had to come through. He came through with the loose change, like Tony Montana shooting out at the end. But, hey, 50 had to be like Sosa to take him out, you know. We had to put him
could you? Could you... Yeah, could you imagine if we was doing radio back then and we had to interview Dame Dash and Irv Gotti? Like, imagine, not being from the college. So imagine just being, like, a white dude from the suburbs that went to college and just got, like, you know, an accounting job for Def Jam Records. Has nothing to do with hip-hop, but, you know, people move on in life, so he got promoted. Now he's in charge of making decisions shit. So now he has to... Someone that's not in the culture has to try to negotiate with Irv Gotti and Dame Dash. That'd be the hardest shit in the world, bro. Like,
especially those personalities, especially with a personality like Dame.
Mm-hmm. Well, dude, that's whenever I was coming back to do this show and shit, like last year or whatever, bro, one of the things I always thought, like, do I think I could handle a Dame Dash interview? Because, hey. But like, that's a serious question, though. Like, that can go left at any time.
Type of mood he in.
And look, like, I love Dame. Like, you know, I love Rockabell. But, like, just Dame talks, like, in a cocky accent. So there's times that, like, he will answer you, and it sounds like he's putting you down, but he's really not. Like, that's just how he speaks. You know what I mean? But, like, it would be very easy to be like, look, bro, you ain't going to talk with that little fucking toe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, eventually I'd probably lose my cool. You know what I mean? Like, and that's being that's being unprofessional. You know what I mean? But I feel that I can handle that now. You know what I mean? I pay attention to other people's interviews, and I think I'm good at, like, sensing when somebody's pissed and how to bounce off something that's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? But, like,
yeah, just like Envy.
I mean,
like, James. Like, Envy tried. Lost his cool. Because he should have went ahead because, you know, I knew he lost control once he let Dame dictate the interview. And I was like, oh, man, he's losing it now.
Oh, my God.
It's over now.
Like,
you don't try to argue with a guy like that. You don't try to argue with a guy like Dame. But Dame could argue with you up and down. Dude, if you think the sky is green, you ain't from Harlem.
Bro. Then sprinkle in some, like, that God mentality that Jay-Z has, like he's the king, you know what I mean? Sprinkle that in there with unpredictable wild card DMX. like, bro, I can't believe New York City didn't explode, you know what I mean? Like, you had wild-ass Nori with having a couple million dollars and shit. Like, things were just wild, bro, you know what I mean? Think about all them personalities that were, like, around each other. Like, just a Def Jam shit. You know what I mean? It was, like, it was crazy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, DMX, Dame Dash, Jay-Z, Irv Gotti.
That was like a jungle then.
Yeah,
bro. It would have been wild as hell, man. Like, I wish that we had, like, just, like, fly-on-the-wall cameras, like, footage from like a lot of shit back then, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure some wild shit has happened. That like,
hey, you got,
they can't
you
even
got
talk
choke,
about,
no
you know?
Joke. He's the one doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
Weird guy.
Yeah, he's another
he got,
one.
He,
you know?
Tough,
he was around
man.
Then too. But real quick about DJ Envy though, if Game ever gets interviewed by DJ Envy again. By the small chance that DJ Envy hears me say this, Envy, I don't care if it's the middle of July. If Dame Dash tells you that today's Christmas, just tell him, my bad, bro. I forgot. I should have got you a present, man. Don't even try, bro. You're just not, you're not intelligent enough. You're not, like, you're, and that's, I'm not either, bro. But just don't do that to yourself. And then, with, like, Jesus and Mero, like, you look weird as hell, man. Like, I like you, Envy. He played a huge part in, like, the street Rockefeller shit. You know what I mean? And, it hurts to see him get punked like that.
that was painful to watch.
Yeah.
And they knew
it
he
really
had.
It was, man. Yeah, it really was. I don't know what happened to Dirt Zire, man. Like, I'm actually, like, pretty surprised. Dirt Zire is, like, one of the people I talk to the most. But, I mean, in a couple minutes, we can, I mean,
yeah.
You guys, like, we could take like, a couple-minute break here in a couple minutes, play some LOG shit, come back.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will. We definitely will, but I
believe... Yeah, I don't know if LO's...
Yeah, before we go and do that, this one thing I want to touch on, too. I haven't touched on this yet, and I like what Funk Flex is doing right now. And I'm not talking about the stuff he's going at with Pete Rock and all that. I'm talking about the new thing that he's doing now. He's calling out a lot of the older rappers to bring him songs, like, you know, step up to the plate. Like, he did that with Matt Harper. Harper went and brought him 5 points.
Juelz
is too lazy to even answer.
Fabo.
Fab gonna do
it. I can't remember who. And, dude, I called that Conway shit, though. I was like, I'll bet any money that Conway's.
That was a word.
That's what I – dude, I said that the very first – I can prove it, bro. The minute I saw that story, I was like, he'll be on Flex with a Freestyle next week. I knew it. You know what I mean? And there he was. I think he said that shit about
of
Banks,
course.
Too, didn't he?
Yeah.
I ain't say that about
one
Banks.
About-
I think Banks dropped – Banks got product out. He dropped his album.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
About Juelz. And I was thinking Juelz was going to give him something. And I was like, damn, man. Like, what is it going to take to get you in the booth?
But, however, though, like, this is just Flex kind of, like, responding to people saying, like, you don't play New York shit. You don't play that real hip-hop shit.
Oh, yeah, that's a motive. Yeah, definitely.
So, like, this is just him calling people out. If they respond, like, he knows it's going to get them likes and views and shit. I'm more interested, like, let's say 80% of them do it and shit like that. I'm more interested... And is he going to keep doing it? And, you know, like playing a week of lyrical dudes is nothing if you're just going to go back to the old bullshit afterwards. So, like, yeah, it's cool. I just hope he's genuine about it and it stays like this, you know.
What you think, T-Max?
Yeah.
I think T-Max should spit some bars for Flex.
Nah.
We want you up there.
Yeah, it takes some time, but I do it. I mean, it may not be good, but I do it. But I think it's good, though, in terms of what we look at a lot of artists. We look at what he said about Conway. We look at what he said about Juelz Santana. And the thing is this. these are individuals who have shown, you know, in spurts like Juelz or consistent like Conway that they are Mike Records. You know, these guys are legitimate. And if it's a challenge to where he is legitimately maybe in a funk flex way of obnoxious telling them, you know, we need the music. Give us the product. And if that's something that will motivate, inspire, and create a new wave of dope shit for the audience to hear, I'm here for it. We're all here for it. You know what? He's a DJ, and that's his business, playing the music. And he's got a big platform. Do I agree with everything he has said? No. Do I like everything he's done over the years? No. But will I say he has earned his spot as a DJ? Absolutely. In terms of the position
I mean, dude, I've said many things about Funk Flex, but I mean, like, he's by far, he's a solidified legend forever. I don't, you know, I mean, I disagree with him way more times than I don't, you know what I mean? I just don't like his approach. I get it, like, I appreciate him riding for his city sometimes and his coast and shit, but, like, bro, you don't have to say foul shit and call Tupac's mom a crackhead and say, like we're better than that, bro. Like, you're fucking 60, bro. Like, it ain't even that it's a foul thing to say. It's just like, bro, you're super corny for even trying to say that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a little kid, like, makes fun of you because you didn't tie your shoe, and you're like, yeah, well, at least my mom's not dead. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things, like, where it's like a little kid that's just like a little fucking kid. So when he, like, said that foul shit, like, you know, said it on the air, bro, like, several times, and then he did it with little C's beside him. Like, he knew what he was doing. He, you know what I mean? It's just like, to me, that's just corny of him. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, bro, you would get the respect of the legend. Cause, like, who from what West Coast DJ or anything does not, like, does New York hate on? Like, nobody over here fucking hates on anybody from the West Coast, man. Like, we love those L.A. Leakers freestyles and Big Boy and Sweat. And we love all that shit, man. Like, we always did. Like that's a good thing that the West doesn't have that corny dude that's like, you know. It's like, bro, you appreciate the fact he has your back, but, bro, he's saying foul shit that you can't co-sign. You know what I mean? And it's like, bro, you're too old for that, man. Like, I hope somebody robs you, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I really do. I hope that happens to him. Like, just so you lie, I don't want him to get hurt or nothing. I just want him to, like, look, bro, somebody can take you in an instant, and you're, how would you feel if they made fun of your mother afterwards while you were dead? You know what I mean? That's some corny shit. You know what I mean? And it's, like, not even because of, it's a foul thing to say. It's just fucking corny, bro. Like, you don't need to go there. It's fucking stupid. It doesn't do anything for your argument. You know what I mean? It, like, shows your intelligence level. It just proves you're a fucking moron. Now we got to defend you. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I just think he's crazy, bro. Now you got Irv coming out, talking about Nelly stealing his bitch, finding out while watching NBA and shit. Like, man. Come on, guys. And, like, what's so crazy, dude, is Big Daddy Kane and Kool G Rap have a song coming out this week. None of y'all probably even heard about it, right?
But the culture...
Like, isn't that fucked up? Like, there's so much bullshit out there, bro, that, like, I'm lucky that I saw it. You know what I mean? Like, I just happened to have, like, a friend on Facebook that posted it. There's just so much other shit going on, and, like, nobody's talking about the real shit that's out there. You know what I mean? Like, it's a crazy world, man. It's hard. I mean, that's kind of the reason why I wanted to do this LOG shit, man, because LOG was going through this type of shit back in the day. Like, the odds stacked against them. No national DJs from New Orleans putting artists on, but they were coming through, and he was able to do it, man, without beef and drama and all that. He did it with his music and, you know, his style and his talent. And that's why, you know, wanted to tip my hat to him tonight, man. So,
before we go on this music break, I want to announce this, that Roger E. Mosley, y'all know him from Magnum P.I., he passed away. For those who don't know who Roger E. Mosley is, He played. Yeah, he was Smitty from Chocolate, Thin Line Between Love and Hate. He played as Goldie's brother in The Mac. Legendary dude.
Oh, wow. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, man, a legend.
I just got to work it out.
Yeah, rest in peace to him, man. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we better go in and go on a music review, a music break real quick. We're gonna play some LOG. He might gonna stop on by. We gonna see what's going on with Third Desire. So we hope he can come on through. Now we just gonna keep on rocking.
Yeah.
Like we can feel Nigga, I fight the air for what I want. So bust your head and disrespect tomorrow if I don't. Bust your head, cause if you disrespect my needs, you're dead. If I forbid, you gon' forbid. Nigga, fuck being scared. You did it to be a man and take your lick. And since we on that keep, I hope you about that soldier shit. Cause if you ain't, this ain't the place to be. Cause the night won't niggas, we startin' World War III.
It's combat, dress for war and had a nice lay tight. It's walk, the third coming, and we come for your life. Young gun is for stripes, don't joke and walk, cause it's not a game. And only smoke and walk, we're killing TYG, man. To a nature block, when we spy cock and the lock, we gon' squirt your block. To 6 feet, dirt and block, t-shirts and block. When we bust, we don't stop till the war's over. A fall shit come off the shoulder, either way we show it. We call martial face soldiers when they harm the BL, then they harm the YG. And I'ma harm you, to bomb you, to the highest degree. I kill the instinct, keep me on my toes and walk. Keep me on top, my foes and walk. I'm killing souls and walk, you can both and walk. I told you chill, shit, you took it slow. I tell you weapons, when I get you, be quick on that truck. This world walk, you ain't trying to get your ass busted on to the ground. A nigga throw them white flags up.
Yeah, that was LOG World War III. And now we got Dirt Desire on board. What's good, my man?
Yeah. Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you, man. What's going on with you? Great to have you back with us.
Oh, man, what's happening with it, baby? Talk about it. I'm just making sure that y'all can hear me. So when I be talking, I know I can talk and say what I mean, man.
Man, we all good here, man. How you been? What's been going on with you?
Oh, man, everything all right, man. One day at a time like everybody else, man. How everybody else been?
Man, look, we've been good, and we got a shout-out to everybody out in NOLA. We got a shout-out to everybody out in Baton Rouge, all the New Orleans. Man, Louisiana, y'all have been so supportive of us.
Man, shout-out to Louisiana, man, and shout-out to you for putting Louisiana on the map, man, to where we even right here right now talking about Louisiana. But, man, what's up, man? Let's talk about L.O.G., man, the legend.
Yeah.
L.O.G.
Let's talk about what you've been cooking.
Yeah,
up.
Let's talk about
it. Gumbo. Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, for
man,
sure, man. This is Pittsburgh Pat,
too?
By the way. Hello, this is Pittsburgh Pat. Is L.O. on?
Yeah, he's on.
L.O.G. is on the line right now.
Yeah, he's on the line right now.
L.O.G., what's happening, man?
Oh, yeah. He not found it on, so he probably not on the line.
I ain't on yet. He got to call the 516.
But anyway, well, until we lock in with LOG, man, how y'all doing, fellas, man? Dirt Desire, man, I'm right here, right now, off the cuff radio, man. We about to give LOG his flowers, man. Real Night War legend,
okay.
Man.
Yep.
I'm considered as a Night War legend. And I say L.O.G. is a Night War legend. He the one that brought me into the situation. So, therefore, man, I appreciate y'all. Big shout-out, man. Major love, major love, major love. Pittsburgh Pat, man. Major love, major love.
Yes, sir.
And shout-out L.O.G., man. Let's talk about L.O.G.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
You know, we were actually just talking a little bit ago about how there are so many channels out there. Bro, like half the battle is when you approach somebody to bring them on your show, half the battle is the convincing them that you're an actual legit show. Because there's so many
right.
people that just, they don't put any work into it at all. Like they don't take it serious or anything. And so like you're competing with that where a lot of people are just.
By us having credentials. You know, and been having credentials for an extended a period of time. Like, when we run across shows, we are able to feel it out and see if this is some, you know, legitimate shit that we should deal with. And all the vibes that I got from you guys, man, been major love, man, and I've been supporting everything y'all been doing, man. And, like, I'm honored just to be a part of y'all giving a lesson like L.O.G. is fly. I was one of the people that brought me into it, you know? So I'm just honored to be a part of that. Man.
I mean, I've said it before.
I was also shout out to y'all, man.
We appreciate it, man. Like, I said before, L.O.G., that, like, when New Orleans was trying to make its, you know, it's Dent on the map. There's like certain artists or projects that like you look back on and you understand like, oh, like that is New Orleans as, you know, as it gets. I think Slim, Magnolia Slim, Soldier Slim, I think that's the heart of the city. He showed everybody how to talk, how to walk, how to, you know, he like did so good putting like, you know, how, what to wear.
He showed people, I'm going to say he represented how people.
Yeah. And, you know, UNLV, I think Uptown for Life and Mac Melfelio, they deserve a shout out because same thing. They really brought the culture. And then BG and Juvie, but I think LOG, for all the same reasons as Slim, really.
He was
like
the only one scoring with all them.
Bro, he stood on his own too, bro.
From the name of Downtown Artists, you only going to be able to name LOG.
Maybe on a national level for sure. You know what I mean? You just hear LOG and maybe Magic. You know what I mean?
I can't forget about Magic.
I think Fela Phil deserves a shout out to Sack.
Yes. Yeah, you know,
Sack Mafia.
All that, like when I say LOG, I mean all that that come with LOG.
Belly Boys, Ross, all
LOG,
that shit.
Such as myself. Yeah, all that come under like LOG when I speak of LOG. But he was the only thing in contrast to the Hot Boys and to Uptown Music.
UNLV,
whoever, all you had was like LOG. You feel me?
Yeah. He
don't get his props like how they get theirs. Even though he's been doing
his
music hits just as hard right now.
We're going to do episodes like this for a bunch of people. Like, we're going to do one for you eventually and shit. But I picked him to be first.
I got Bukush more shit to do.
Yeah, I think that LOG is, like, such a good, like, example of, like, just New Orleans in general, like, the resilience to not come up under Baby or Baby and Slim or Pete, you know what I mean? And the fact that he just put his feet in the ground and just had his own movement, and it ended up getting beyond New Orleans, and he brought everybody with him, and man, it's very rare I go on LOG's page and I see one of his songs being posted. That motherfucker still looks out for everybody and, you know, gives everybody a cosign. And bro, like, I have people messaging me. The other day, I had people messaging me that, like, he made a post about, you know, our show and shit. Like, he didn't even tag me. Like, he didn't do it, so I seen it. You know what I mean? Like, he did it just to show love and stuff.
It's
like,
about getting the information out to the people. Not about tagging and we swapping share for share and like for like and shit. Like, it's not about that. It's about making sure that these people is informed about that we gonna be doing this, and when we do it, they actually listen to it and pay attention. I have so many people who have came to me about how our last interview went. Because you never know who will be listening to you, you know? You don't know. It's just about doing it. And I like how we do it. I like the chemistry we have. Like, it's all love, even though we never...
Yeah, that's what's cool with what we do, bro. Like, what I like about being on this show is, like, you know, I rock with New Orleans heavy. They might rock with somewhere else heavy, but, like, we all respect every region, every area, all that. And I like a lot of that music. Like, Sebo's one of my favorite rappers. Like, I grew up listening to the Dayton family and shit. Like, I didn't just listen... You know, I love Jay and Biggie and shit. Like, I grow up just listening to New Orleans shit only. That's the shit that, like, spoke to me the most. You know what I mean? Like, I just got more from it. You know what I mean? Like, so it always just, you know, and I was, like, the young kid on my street. I had a brother 4 years older than me, and I hung out with all his friends. When I was, like, six, I was into shit that 10-year-olds were into. You know what I mean? And, like, just trying to be cool, you know, just trying to fit in. I listened to Slim and UNLV shit, and like, we, this dude that Yeah, the store, you can probably look it up. It was on the north side of Pittsburgh. It was called Stetterford & Sons. And, bro, he had, like, the connect on New Orleans shit, bro. Like, that's where I got all my LOG shit. I had copies of, like, the old Cash Money shit, like Little Slim and Pimp Daddy and Birdman when he was B-32. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I got every LOG album ever. Like, and it was up and running all the way up until, like, probably like 2014, and I heard there was a fire, and like he tried to rebuild on another part of town. It's just not working out, you know what I mean? But I was lucky to live in a area that didn't have like a strong hip hop scene. But we didn't really have, you know, a handful of guys that were making noise on a national level. So we adopted other shit, you know what I mean? And like, as a kid, man, like there was pride in just being a little kid, being able to rap along to a Magnolia Slim song. Like, I was the coolest I felt as a little kid, you heard me? Like, you know what I mean? And like, I showed my co-host last night. Like,
Magnolia Slim.
Yeah, I still have a Juvenile
Slim
album.
Dropped some Jews. Magnolia Slim dropped some Jews that only the project could teach you. And he was able to learn those things that the project taught him and be able to transfer it to other people to where they could also understand and learn from those same Jews, even though they weren't from the project.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I was actually wondering that, like, did you, LOG, people like that, did you guys ever, like, did you ever run into Slim? Did you guys ever do shows together, anything like that, like, coming up?
Slim? Well, as far as musically, no, I ain't never, like, ran into Slim on some music type shit and discussing some music type business, but as far as just being outside in the streets in New Orleans, I done ran into Slim a few times.
Yeah.
I remember one time I ran into Slim, it was in the New Orleans Center. You know, it's, I think it's a Benson Tower or something like that, but it's a New Orleans Center, and they had Nouveau up in there. Nouveau first had that store up in the New Orleans Center. And I was up in there, me and Killer Keeve, we was in there, and we wound up running to Soulja Slim and Chaotic, you feel me? And Chaotic was my dog, so I already, you know, knew Chaotic, so, yeah, it was just, you know, some running into each other, shit like that. But then also, I went on Willow and went holler at Slim, fucking with my dog Kendall Hall, H-O-G. Yeah, he Magnolia in Florida, you hear me? So he tied all the way in like a boat. And we was passing that Willow and we saw Slim and we jump out and we talked to Slim. And when I saw Slim, I went to talking my shit and popping my shit. And my dog, he vouching for me. He popping his shit to Slim saying how I'm this and I'm that. So Slim grabbed me around my neck and he like walked me off and he was like, come on, let me hear something. And I rap for him, and as I rap for him, I said, boy, you be the only downtown nigga on Catoo. Yeah, real nigga, but I was already tied into a situation with these Dire Records, you hear me, man? Shout out my nigga Rob Cimetto, and go fuck with that Cimetto cologne, man, that shit is the dopest shit out right now. Black on, you hear me? Men and women, good fragrance, man, fuck with it, man, Cimetto. But yeah, man.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's another thing I love about New Orleans is, like, if LOG was on the line right now, he would never say one word to, like, diminish what Slim means to the city at all. Like, everybody recognizes what everybody means.
If you do that,
yeah, and Slim, yeah, Slim would love LOG. Like, he'd be proud of LOG. You know what I mean? And vice versa.
Yeah.
LOG, you know, he's proud to be from New Orleans because of Slim, and Slim is proud to be from New Orleans because of LOG. They definitely respect
Slim
each other's movement.
Down, Slim laid it down, and everybody that wrote that shit under Slim laid it down too. So you have a right to feel good about yourself if you laid that shit down, man. Y'all be having G's, we be having soldiers. Man, that shit forever New Orleans legendary,
bro, that's
forever type of shit, man.
That's what I mean. I sent that to Eric today. We might even play it, but when I make a New Orleans like classic playlist and shit, that's one of the first songs I put on there. Jesus Soldiers, man. That's my. It's like so that. New Orleans. You know, it's so New Orleans. You heard me like.
And wasn't that produced by Manny Fresh, right?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't even.
I don't know. I don't want to
see that. That's produced by Manny Fresh. Yeah, go check.
I don't
want to.
Jesus
Soldiers. See if that's produced by Manny Fresh or not. Like, this is some real Night War shit that swept under the rug. But we here to, like, clean under the rug. We could just pick the rug up and throw it away so ain't no more rug. You gonna see what's going on right now. Night War shit.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm on Discogs right now. The producers listed for Jesus Soldiers as the album, because that's on that EP, or Ice Mike, L.O.G., Low Key, and Low Key has two songs on it, so that's probably the two songs. Then
Manny Fresh, not on there.
Lawrence Green and Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh
is on there.
Man.
I didn't know that, man.
But see, that's not common knowledge. That's the shit that
it's
gets
not,
swept under the rug. That's why we giving L.O.G. his flowers. Because that man been
doing this
for a long time, putting that 9 on the map forever, man. Shout out to Magic. Magic, the only man that could give L.O.G. a run for how long he been representing that Night World.
Hell yeah, bro. I love Magic. Rest in peace of Magic, man. You know what I mean? Fucking, man. I can't believe I never knew that. That's crazy, because I fuck with Manny Fresh heavy, and
right.
You know, Jesus Soldiers is one of my,
right.
Like I said, I listen
right.
to that song. I know every word
that,
of that song.
To understand that the legendary Manny Fresh, L.O.G. been working with that man way before he was even legendary.
Yeah.
You know? So you gotta give him his flowers. You gotta say, yeah. If you're not, you're hating. If you're from the Night Wall and you rapping, it's really because of L.O.G. Because L.O.G. spawned the YGs, which spawned other people that start rapping, and they felt like they could rap. But it all winds back to L.O.G., though, at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's somebody that didn't grow up.
Y'all want new day on the line, too?
What's that?
Nudit, the other YG.
I sent him a...
Let him talk about...
Oh, bro, if you can connect me with anybody from YG, let me know.
Yeah,
let me
know.
I'd love
two
that.
Two of them is DC. Seed and Soul. They DC, and they have Dirt and Nudit, which is myself and Nudit, that's still alive holding down the YG shit.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I'd love to have him on, dude. Bring him on. We'll talk about it off the air, man. We'll set something up. I'd love to have him on.
We got it.
We can set it
up
to
gaps, man. That's studio
on the line, man. Cause he also has.
I'm fucking.
That need to be heard.
Bro, I'm shocked right now that Jesus Soldiers is produced by Manny Fresh. I still haven't bounced back from that. I can't believe that Jesus Soldiers is produced by Fresh. That's crazy,
L.O.G.
man.
He is legendary, man. He's legendary.
Doubt,
it's
man.
Just that what L.O.G. represented then is the same thing he represented now. The opposite of all the shit that's going on. He always represented the opposite of that shit. The real. You hear me? The Night War ain't never got their shine on because we always were like too real to fake it. You feel me? But now is our time. Like, that's why I appreciate you guys for even, you know, acknowledging a real legendary Night War New Orleans person like that, an artist that brought me into the game. So, like, I always gotta keep appreciation for y'all.
We appreciate it, man.
Get L.O.G. on the line.
Where he at? Did you happen to message him, Eric?
He didn't know that it was going on.
Nah, he knew. I told him that.
But he, it wasn't
like I gave him...
necessary day.
Like, I gave him the number and shit, and I said, like, bro, like, of course you're more than welcome to come on the show.
He listening. I know he listening to it.
Yeah, and he sent my co-host. Yeah, he sent my co-host some exclusive shit and everything, so he's probably listening. But I told him, like,
yeah,
this is about, you know, showing him, you know, giving him his flowers and shit, you know what I mean? I didn't want him to feel obligated to call, and I didn't want to make him feel like he had to do an interview. Like, he already did an interview with me. I appreciated that. I just wanted our YouTube.
He was going to say he going to tune in. I told him after I got the songs, he said he was going to tune in. So
that's what's
he
up.
Definitely going to probably tune in down the line anytime now.
Yeah, I just wanted it to be on our. Yeah, I wanted it to be on our YouTube that, you know, we recognize LOG for the legend he is. You know what I mean? That's all I wanted to do tonight. You know what I mean? I want that to people search his name, they end up seeing that. So you can see, I want, you know, even if only one person fucking hears it out of the 65,000 that subscribe, if only one person listens to it, like. Bro, they might go download his shit and be like, damn, this shit's crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
I've played some
listening right now, and they trying to get on some real old school New Orleans music. Like, they're going to give you that vibe and make you, like, kind of go back to when it was like how that music sound. Like, see,
yep.
Right now, music is different. It sounds different because that's the vibe from the people. The people different. But that music, LOG music, it brings you back to that time. Like, when you listening to that, like, it's simplified because it was just real. Like, I didn't have to do all that. I just had to tell you. You understand?
Yeah. For sure, man. For sure. And I do want to let everybody know listening, like, we're going to do a couple of these types of shows every month. Depends on, like, what we have booked. But, you know, I was going to have my own show before that accident happened, but now that I'm back, you know, I think that doing my part just to recognize that real shit, even if we just do it once a month, I want to do like a themed episode every month for Louisiana, you know, mainly New Orleans, you know what I mean? So like we'll have a C Murder episode, a BG episode, you know, Trey 8, we'll have one for Magic, we'll have one for Servon, you know. We might wait a little bit to do a mystical one. we'll do a UNLV one. No, bro. But we're gonna do one for Magnolia Levy and Chaotic and, you know, Little Real One. We're gonna do one for everybody, man. You know what I mean? Because the one thing about New Orleans, man, is like everybody that blew up put their people on, and you know, there's not that much hating that shit in the rap game. Now I'm sure there is in the streets and all that, of course, but you know, look how crazy that No Limit Tattoo shit could have gotten.
Mine is the street shit, man. New Orleans is like a vibe, man. Like that's why so many tourists could continue to come to New Orleans, because New Orleans is a vibe. Like the politics that's going on in the streets of New Orleans, that don't really get the reach stuff that's coming out on vacation and shit, you feel me? Like, we say that shit and threaten people, like don't die, make them scared to come out. But in reality, fucking tourist industry is booming like a motherfucker in New Orleans, you feel me? People coming in every day. We even got a dock for the fucking cruise ship to leave from here. So,
But like New Orleans, like sometimes I forget that New Orleans is even the South. Like New Orleans is just like its own world to me. Like I just feel that it's so unique. And I mean, everywhere got culture and has their unique, you know, everybody's unique in their own way. Yeah. But there's, I don't even know really how to explain it. And I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, New Orleans
It's like it's just an experience. You can't even tell somebody about the experience. You just got to tell them you got to experience it.
Even if you're just reading about the culture and learning about the music and like, bro, like what the fuck is like a second line? Like, you know what I mean? Like that tradition is crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like, But you say that's everyday language to me now. Like, when someone passed away or something, second line, you know what I mean? I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How the fuck do I know
somebody
what second line is?
You
know?
Say, damn, I wonder when the second line going to be, huh?
You know, like, for a while, like, I remember my brother said, wonder what a second line is, and I was like, hold on, my phone's ringing. I didn't want to admit I didn't know what it was at first, you know what I mean? But once I found out what it was, we were like, well, that's crazy. Like, and then we saw, like, a comedian do a joke about it, and we're like, yo, that's hilarious. That's just crazy. Like, that's, like, so routine and normal to New Orleans that, like, you guys don't even understand, like, how crazy, like, if you explain that, what a second line is to anybody from outside of New Orleans, you sound like a crazy person. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't know anything about New Orleans, and
how
you have to explain
it
to someone.
Wait, let me hear how crazy this is going to sound. Let me hear if it's crazy or not. How you describe a second line?
All right, I'm sure, like, a second, I mean, I don't know if it's exclusively for someone that passes. I'm sure you can have a second line for many reasons. But
no, you can have a second line if it's your birthday, if you just got divorced,
Well,
or if
you
your
can
mama
just
died.
Don't you just walk into, like, the police station or, like, the parks department or something, just be like, hey, I want to do a parade. And it's like, all right, here's the paperwork, here's what you got to do. And you can just, but
now
a second line.
Like, you have to have the legal paperwork in order to have a gathering, you know, like you having a gathering of people that need to be secure, which means you have to also hire some off-duty police or whoever that's going to be security. Like, when you give these things are really set up with a whole purpose and a whole structure and a whole function behind it. But as the people of New Orleans, I could be on my way to work and pull over and jump in the second line and walk with it 2-3 blocks and go walk back to my car and then still go to work. That's New Orleans.
Okay, well, there you go. Like, but see, like, I heard of second lines through, like, rap music, so that's why I wasn't sure exactly if it was exclusively doing something. But a lot of times when somebody dies, they have a second line. They have a party.
Most definitely.
Now,
Every time somebody died, they have a second line. Every time somebody died, they have a second line.
And does it
but
come after the wake?
Exclusively about
person. Okay. Now, does it happen when it's for somebody passing away? Does it happen, like, after the wake but before the funeral? Or is that really not that,
like,
important?
Listen, it happens, like, if according to who the person is, you might die or you might be murdered today, and we might have a second line for you tonight.
Okay. All right,
tonight, and then we're going to roll all the way to your funeral. We're going to keep having second lines every day to your funeral. We're going to have one for your funeral. We're going to have one after your funeral. And then after that, we're going to go ahead and let you go to rest. And then we're going to probably do one every time for your birthday and stuff like that.
See, like, when Slim died, and, like, in the BG joint, he's like, you know, he's talking at the end. He's like, after that, we're going to do a Soulja Slim second line. By that time, I had already known, like, basically what I knew what he was talking about. Like, that's just one thing, like, about New Orleans culture that just, like, I think it's interesting as hell. You know what I mean? Like, that's so unique. And then you got fucking Mardi Gras, man. Like, Mardi Gras is insane.
Mardi Gras is a whole animal within itself. That's a time to where, like, people merge on New Orleans from all over, and they want to enjoy the parade and the culture of just being free. See, that's what people flock to New Orleans for, doing Mardi Gras, like that freeness. Like, you can do just about anything. You can put your shirt up and show your breast and get some beads. And, you know, you can do it. That's what people flock for, that freedom. In your everyday life, you probably work at a such and such law firm or such and such. But if you come to New Orleans doing Mardi Gras, you're liable to have a couple of these hand grenades and show your breath.
here's another thing, man. Like, just go back and listen to LOG and Soulja Slim. And think about some of, like, when you listen to them, like, a lot, and you know, like, most of their songs, word for word, sometimes it comes and hits you, like, dude from Partners in Crime, Misdemeanor, said it, I think it was Misdemeanor said it on his podcast. And he's like, when like, Slim, someone from New Orleans, is, like, talking on a song, they don't even think that, like, if you're not from New Orleans, nobody's going to understand what you're saying. And then he brought up, like, the Slim line. I got that look on my face because I'm stone bone serious. Who the fuck says stone bone serious? But that's a
stone
New Orleans sentence.
What stone bone mean? You don't really know what it means.
Yeah,
it's
like, to me, I never even
fucking see stone bone serious.
Like,
don't
I've been listening to New Orleans
stone
music.
Stone bone serious, right?
Yeah, like, I've been listening to New Orleans music so long, I never, like, I know what that means. I never even, like, acknowledged that he said a New Orleans thing there. You know what I mean? Like, it, like,
I know, but the average person from New Orleans not even understanding that you even look at it like that because it's so natural to us. Like, if I say Mel Stoneball Series, nobody even blinks to that. You feel me? Because that's something that's natural. Like, you've been hearing that forever. But to someone who hears that that's not from here, I can understand the impact that it would have on you to be like, wait, what is song phone? Like, what that mean? How serious is he? Stone and bone.
Serious. I talked to I had a friend down in the city. I had somebody in this that lived in Pittsburgh that stayed up in he's from New Orleans, but he would come to Pittsburgh in the summer a couple times. His dad lived there. And one day, like, a dude I was with asked him, like, yo, do you fuck with this dude? And he was like, yeah, Wody, that's my round. And he, like, looked at me. He's like, I don't know what the fuck that means, dude. And dude from New Orleans couldn't comprehend, like, how does he not know what I'm saying? And I, like, I had to translate it for him. He's like, how the fuck do they get
that?
I don't know, man.
Round?
Yeah, he said, Wody and round. Like, he might not have said it.
Wody,
he might,
that's my round?
No, he might not have said that exact sentence I just said. I just said, in the time that he was talking, he used both of those terms.
Right.
And dude was
so
like, the fuck does that mean?
Throw some New Orleans slang out there. Dude's really,
yeah, like if I would say that, like, if someone's like, yo, you fuck with Dirtside, and I'm like, yeah, Wody, that's my, no, that's not the right way to say it, you know what I mean? But,
the right way to say it is, yeah. The right way to say it
much,
is,
yeah, pretty much, yeah. You're right. But, like, using the terms like my round and Wody, that's
like,
just a,
but see, that was like, that was popular terminology during that time. L-O-G. That shaggy, like how LOG made shaggy popular. You know, nobody was saying shaggy, but he like shaggy. Like Scooby, my dog, you my shaggy. You dig? Like, yeah, man. LOG have a whole history. I wish he would have came on here, man, so we could have talked to him and just.
We already
the
had
him
on it and had some of.
And,
we did an interview with him before, and some of that, you know, we. With somebody like LOG, it's hard to fit everything in one interview. You know what I mean? Because I could have I could have a whole interview just about like Sack Mafia and Valley Boys and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
man, shout out
just
to Simple Five, man. Shout out to Dude, man.
Bro, we played that joint.
Feel I Feel. Now, see, y'all
we
gotta do Feel I Feel too. Y'all gotta do Feel I Feel.
I've already reached out to him.
Feel I Feel.
I reached out to him a while ago to come on the show. He saw the message, but he didn't reply.
Man, I'm gonna holler at him. Y'all want to do it? I'm gonna talk to him.
I'd love to have Feel
the Film. I'm gonna myself, and I'm gonna tell Feel I Feel. Well, I'm gonna ask Feel I Feel what he likes to do. What also, because Feel I Feel, like, he was a major part of New Orleans music, also because, like, around that time, LOG was big, you know? Feel I Feel was regular. Still go to high school with us, you feel me? But he was on LOGTV, Like, so that's the reason to talk to him also. That's a different...
Oh, without a doubt.
He a young high schooler, and he owned one of the hottest artists in the city, downtown music, at that time.
Yeah, bro, I told somebody before, like, if you get online and just, like, search, like, old school New Orleans rap, and you find all these, like, compilations and mixtapes and shit, 90% of them are going to have something from Feel a Feel on it. You know what I mean? Like, he made a lot of noise, and he was so steady with it.
Feel was the hook man. Feel was dropping them hooks on him. I'm trying to get Feel I Feel on some new music, man. We gonna come back on here and talk about that new song me and Feel I Feel do when we do it, man.
Hell yeah, man. I'd love to have him on the show, man. Zed, you can't, you know, him and LOG are like one and two to me. Like,
y'all want him on the show.
I'd love to have him for an interview, definitely, but regardless, I'm gonna do like one of these episodes for him anyway. Like, just, you know, I kind of want people, like, we could even make it like a playlist on our website, you know, or on the YouTube or something. But I want people, you know, like, I want to be able to just be like, yo, I interviewed a bunch of people and we, like, gave information, you know, like, spoke about history of New Orleans and a lot of these artists that showed a lot of people.
Know what you're doing? You shining light on a part of New Orleans music history that's not being recognized. Like, when people think of New Orleans music, they always think of uptown. Like, if there's a up, there has to be a down. If there's a left, there has to be a right. So,
yeah, no doubt.
You are the only person bringing light to the down.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I only got so much time to be online, so I got to, like, post everything, like, at once, you know what I mean? And a lot of times I'll be posting a bunch of shit, and I'm like, oh, shit, I ain't sharing nothing from, like, you know, the 9th. Like, I didn't show love to Dirt Tire or LOG or Feel a Feel or Magic, like, you know, Charlie, Sack Mafia, you know what I mean? Like, so if you scroll down my Instagram, you see every so often, you'll see a 9th Ward post. You know what I mean? Because I'll show love to everywhere. The 13th.
That's why I get on social media and I see you have done that. I try to interact and, you know, leave my post on there to show my love and my gratitude for you even recognizing this. Because there are a lot of people,
like,
that
the people
have
don't...
the same platform as you that should be talking about us also.
Well, another thing is like, a lot of people might love BG and Soulja Slim and C Murder and Mac and all those guys, but then you gotta tell them, bro, all those people they had under them, you know, like Magnolia Sam and Magnolia Levy, you know, Jig and View from Chopper City Gorilla Gang, Gar and Snipe from Chopper City Boys,
yeah,
and you got like G Denario.
Wacko was over here. He passed over here.
That's what's up.
Wacko passed over here yesterday with Frank Rilla.
Yeah,
Frank
see,
Rilla is a cameraman.
I'm gonna do a Wacko episode.
Yeah,
I want to do a Wacko episode.
Wacko, man. Wacko, one of those uptown people that, like, he need to be discussed also.
Yeah, man. I don't want people to just think Wacko's the dude from Wacko and Skip under, like, nah, both of them have so much more history than just that.
No disrespect
to
Skip, but it's not, it don't have to be an and, because Wacko
exactly
by himself.
That's what I just said. Like, I don't even really think of them together like that, you know? Like, I think of Wacko as Wacko, you
know? He known like that, you know? He known like that. So, therefore, by him being known like that, that's how people are going to speak of him. But you are a person, like I said, that can bring light to those people that need to be spoken of by themselves because of the body of work that they have alone. You feel me? Regardless of what they... All of us was a part of something at some point. You know, that's what makes the interview. We was a part of something at some point, but we are still here and we are still manifesting. No, new music.
Like, you can connect. You can connect the dots, and everybody's connected in some way, but everybody has such, like, a solo movement by themselves that everybody has a story. You know what I mean? So, like,
yes.
You know, like, Killer Stone, yeah, he was, you know, Lack and Stone of the D-Boys. Yeah, man, but D-Boy Lack and Killer Stone have two totally different stories. Like, yeah, they did music together, but you don't even have to mention either one. I could do a bunch of info about D-Boy Lack, and at the end, like, oh, yeah, and he rapped with Stone. But I could do another one. Like, Stone's a legend. Like, I could do a whole episode, five of them on Killer Stone. You know what I mean? And, like, that's what I want to do because, I want to tell the story of Yellow Boy from UNLV and Tech N9ne of UNLV and Little Ya, and not just talk about UNLV. I want to talk about what they've done by themselves and what their contributions were. And I just want the info to be out there, bro, even if
right.
only a couple people
lie,
ever take
man.
It serious, you know?
All those people, they held it down. They represented Uptown New Orleans to the fullest. But let's get back to talk about Downtown New Orleans and L.O.G. The downtown,
yeah.
I see that what I told you. L.O.G. was foreign with all those different Uptown artists that they had. He was the only artist representing for Downtown, for the Night Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Like, every time you speak of all those artists, you got to understand that L.O.G. was the one that was going to war with all them by his own self.
Mm.
Now, they had other artists that also was dropping music, you know, responding to things and all kind of stuff like that. But L.O.G. is one of those people that he didn't respond. He just represented.
Yeah, man. And his music, it reached the right people. You know what I mean? He might not be triple platinum and all that shit, but the music that he made, the people he made that music for heard it. And to me, that's, you know, when you blow up and all that, motherfuckers talk about you fell off and all that. No one can ever say L.O.G. fell off. He worked his ass off, stood on his own 2 feet, put everybody on around him, dropped consistently good music. How could you hate on a UNL or an L.O.G. album? How could you hate on it? If I play you an L.O.G., you can't say nothing negative. You might say, hey, man, this ain't really what I listen to, but you'd have to admit you can understand why somebody would – you would see the talent. You know what I mean? And maybe it isn't for everybody, but that music is for a certain type of motherfucker, and we heard it. You know what I mean? And that L.O.G. means a lot to my musical taste, man. If it wasn't for L.O.G., I might have grew out of listening to New Orleans and shit.
I appreciate the way you appreciate L.O.G. because without L.O.G. there would not be a third guy. I started this because L.O.G. decided that I could rap with the YG, the group that he was putting together. If it was up to me, I would have just stayed in the street and kept doing street shit. L.O.G. thought that I should be a part of this. Not because I was a rapper and I was spitting around the hood and all this shit, because I was intelligent. And he knew I would be able to put everything together how it needed to be put together, which he was right, because now, as the CEO of my own record company, Project Music, I'm putting everything together. So I understand. He saw that in me then, though. L.O.G. is the person that taught me how to rap on beat. I still don't have it all the way.
That's
down
crazy.
But he the one that taught me that.
That's a great problem to have.
All that,
you know?
J-Dog taught me that. Y'all know J-Dog from Black Menace?
Mm-hmm.
J-Dog,
yeah, from Black Menace, you said?
Taught me how to rhyme with more than one word.
Oh, that's
Big Dog and L.O.G. was very instrumental in Derzaya being Derzaya.
That's crazy. And I think L.O.G. probably saw what, like, captured me to your music. You know what I mean? Because Yeah, like I went away. I was away for a long time, man. You know, I went to prison for a long time. So when I come home, I missed a lot of shit. So there was a lot of times that people were like, yo, check this dude out, check this dude out. And I meant to, but it was just hard trying to catch up with everybody and all that. But what set you apart from everybody else was the heart of it. I felt that you pulled off a great version of being Ninth Ward, being Desire, you know, and being New Orleans, but also put how you feel into shit and say, bar, you're very good at saying a bar that people, if they just listen to it and they're like, oh, that's not that complex, but you're very good at simplifying shit and it sounds ill.
Yeah,
like
so
when you really think
what
about
it. It be so simple to what is complex.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know,
yeah.
And take this
so
as a compliment.
To the natural ear, but a person mm-hmm. that know music, they could dig into and see how complex it is. They see how I meant it like this, and like that, all at the same time. I meant it five
yeah.
ways when I say this. The average person, they going to get the one way, the just regular
mm-hmm.
way. It means something that way. But
mm-hmm.
any person that's really a Desire fan, they know, oh, he okay. It also reference this, it do this. But you have to be a fan because the motto of my
yeah.
company, Project Music, is in order to understand Project Music, you have to listen. All you have to do is listen.
Yeah.
Just listen. And everything will be laid out right there in front of you.
Bro, and look, take this as a compliment. There's times that, like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to listen to real quick, and I come across Nine, Never Ignore Negative Energy, and I'll hurry up and scroll past it. Like, man, I ain't doing that right now. Because, like, bro, that's a real fucking album. And
a whole different piece,
like I you know, I just been through a lot and shit, and when I heard that album and really started to fuck with it, I was going through some shit. So those songs they hit a little different than me just listening to a song, you know what I mean? So I know if I listen to that shit, it's gonna throw my game off all day, you know what I mean? Like, oh man,
right.
I'm gonna start
right.
thinking about that hardship. But I mean, bro, that's a huge compliment. That, like, your music means that much
right.
to, like, It'll
music,
fuck my day up.
Music touch you in your heart, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Some music touch your ears. My music touch your heart, and I understand.
And bro, I think that's what
music.
LOG saw in you, man. I think that's why LOG
yeah.
probably said, like, yo, man, like, this dude's dope. I just gotta teach him a few things, but yo, he's Ninth Ward, but not limited
already. LOG hasn't
uh-huh.
heard about me in the streets already. Like, my
yeah.
name just in the streets, like on some street shit already. And he was trying to get some artists that could represent the street shit from the Florida Project and the Desire Project. And he succeeded by hooking Lee Key, Nuke, and Soul together. Lee Key from the Desire, Nuke, and Soul from the Florida Project. He succeeded in making two hoods that was beefing come together and stop the beefing and really all be together represented for this song, this music that we have created. And that was all because of LOG.
Man.
When you look
definitely,
you look
man.
Back at that time in history, yeah. I was gonna ask him, when you look back at that time in history, Desire, when you said about those things coming together, how monumental was that in terms of what it meant for everybody all together as a collective?
It was monumental in the fact that it made two neighborhoods that didn't get along start getting along. Like, it saved a lot of lives because we could have kept trying to kill each other. But by how you gonna try to kill each other when two of the people from your hood is representing this, even though it's two of the people from the hood that you know you're opposed to, but they are all together, and then the music makes you feel like, because we wrote the music and everything to blend the music together. So when the music is blended together, And what you represent and what I represent is blended together. We become one. And sometimes, if you're intelligent enough and listen to the music and understand, we become one. And that's what happened. We became one. The flaw then, the desire, we stopped using.
Hey guys, I hate to interrupt, man. But my sister about to pull up, so I'm gonna go ahead and sign off. You guys go ahead and run with this. Just before Dirt Zire hangs up, just give him a chance to like plug his shit and you know, maybe just say, you know, one thing about LOG before you get off the line. And before I hang up, I just want to thank my co-host for letting me do this. I want to thank you, Dirt Zire, for coming on. And I want to personally thank LOG, not only for coming on our show and giving us a great interview, but LOG's one of the main reasons. And you can go back, and this isn't because I'm talking to his boy. You can go back and listen to my interview with M11. And when we said come up with a Louisiana Mount Rushmore, I said the first two people I said was Slim and LOG. And I think he's very important. New Orleans in the hip hop period, and if it wasn't for LOG, man, he helped me solidify my musical taste back when I was very young, and I like a lot of different kinds of hip hop, but there's something about that soldier music, that, you know, that New Orleans shit, and I just want LOG to know that, you know, he's a Hall of Famer to me, and no one can ever take what he's accomplished away, and we appreciate you. But I gotta get going, y'all. Dirt Zire, thank you. G-Max, King Eric, thank y'all.
Major love.
My back and wrapping
major
this up love.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pat.
Peace, y'all.
Definitely.
Damn, man, how long is about to continue?
Definitely, man. Yeah, it's the fact that to hear you and Pat we just wanted to sit back and just listen and absorb it, man, because to hear the mutual respect you both have for each other, to hear the detailed history of your hometown and the musical contributions, to have this information broadcast to a wide audience. Like you said, D, you know, it was like you had a lot of people listening from the last time, you know, you know, y'all were up here, and it really, this is information. This is, you all inspire us to do what we do because we want to give the respect to all of you for the legendary shit that you have contributed. As I said, we can't thank you enough for everything you've given us because you brought a dimension. Yeah, the music from your area is a voice of a culture that is collective and universal. You all have something to say, just like
we the parallel universe we the parallel universe to the Cash Money No Limit saga. We the parallel universe. We was doing the same thing but wasn't getting the same recognition. We the parallel universe. Like, they did it and they done it. We was doing it too.
Yeah.
But you know how that go? The city chose. They chose them.
When you look back about it, definitely, I mean, when you think about it during that time, when you look at the trajectory of what you all, in terms of coming up, what did it mean when you all, as a city, what did it mean to y'all when you really got that recognition and legitimacy as a major force in the hip-hop industry, you know, going into the
state,
you know, a whole state? How'd it feel? Is a state, yes, in
terms
of everybody really recognizing.
Well, as far as the state, we had some dope music bumping out Louisiana, like, because I never listened to, like, out-of-state music. When I was growing up as a teenager and things like that, when I had my headphones and my CD player in high school days, I really was listening to New Orleans music. We had so many New Orleans artists around that time, you know, with the Cash Money, Big Boy. Like, they had a lot, Take Four. They had a lot of New Orleans music that was played at the DJs and things like this that
I listened to. I had no knowledge of Jay-Z, Nas, or none of those people at that time. But once I got knowledge of those people, and I started comparing those people to the artists that I have in my city, I still chose to listen to the artists in my city.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, man. Man, we gonna go ahead and
because I found out that those dudes was only telling their story. I couldn't relate. I don't know how I feel to be on the block when it's cold with the Tims. I don't know, you know. But I know how I feel to be in the night ward or uptown. I know how that feel for real. So I gravitated more toward New Orleans. So when LOG presented the opportunity for me to rap part of a group with other artists that was like so key, knew that they was already seasoned, like they was on it. Like, man, if you go back and listen to the YGs, like I wasn't really sharp as I am now, because that was my learning stage. If you listen to Keith, Soul, and Nuthi, they on purpose. They dropping their shit on beat like bang, 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 because they was already seasoned. Desire only came about because LOG decided that I should be a part of the group, the YGs. Killer Keeve was a rapper already. He was already rapping. Nuthi was already rapping. Soul was already rapping. I wasn't rapping. I just was intelligent enough to be able to see what you have to do that. And do it like everything else. I look at it, I analyze it, see how you would have worked for me doing it, and then I do it like that. Because everybody can look at the same problem, but everybody ain't gonna get the same solution to that problem. You know, you gonna go with the best solution that works for you.
Absolutely.
Church. Touch, man. So definitely, man, we definitely appreciate you chopping it up with us, man, and you know, being a part of this special that Pat cooked up.
Major love.
To LOG. And you can go ahead and plug your social media handle where your people can find your music, and we're gonna just go on and play some of his joints that he sent.
Man, check this out. It's your boy, Derizaya. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Dirtzire, D-I-R-T-Z-I-R-E. TikTok is at Project Music, P-R-O-J-E-K-M-U-Z-I-K. Facebook is Desire Made Fillet, D-E-S-I-R-E-M-A-D-E-F-E-L-L-A-L-L-A-T, Desire Made Fillet. And listen, I got this new movie that I'm working on right now called Iron Sharp and Iron. We about to be shooting in a couple of days, man. It's a partnership that I'm doing with my partner, Fru Sinatra, Eye for Star Entertainment, man. Listen, it's about to be the dopest shit. We got my dude, Frank Riller. He the one that's behind the camera. He's going to be doing all the filming. Like, man, I'm going to have to come back on here. Like, you're going to have to give me one where I can bring my team of people that I'm working with, and you can start, you know, expanding and discussing different things with the different people that I'm working with, because I'm working with people that are doing all kind of stuff, you know. I have my partner, Flu Sinatra. Like, he the movie guy. He strictly focused on movies. Like, so we have a lot of movies that's about to be coming out. I'm going to have to come back on here. I'm going to have to bring some of them on, and we have to discuss those. I told y'all when I left the last time on the last interview about some of the movies that I was in. I told you about the Dirt on My Boots 4. Shout out to my dude JT, the bigger figure, man. He out there in Africa doing major things, man. I'm talking about Trap Flicks Movies, man. Trap Flicks Movies. Flicks, F-L-I-X, Trap Flicks Movies. Go check that out. Dirt on My Boots 4, Independent Game 3, Big Dog. I got a couple of movies that my dude JT, you know, allowed me to be a part of and, you know, get my thing going out here as far as, 'cause I'm trying to get my Denzel on, believe that, you hear me? But
you know, we have some movies out and we have a lot of more movies that's on the way that's about to be coming. So as these things, you know, progress and move forward, I'd like to just come back on and bring some up. You know, the other people that's a part of the things that I'm doing on also to give them an opportunity to, you know, share this platform that you all have blessed me with.
Definitely, man. And we're going to end this joint with the joint that he sent me called Shop Clothes. And I'm going to follow it up with another one that he sent called Murder. So we definitely appreciate you joining us, man. So we're going to catch everybody this Thursday
Thank
and
you.
Friday night
Thank
on the
you.
Back-to-back episodes. Thank you once again for joining us, man. Big shout-out to Pat for putting this together. Big shout-out to Ball to put this together. And let's go.
Yep.
L.O.G., C.T.C., U.G.C. closing shop around this motherfucker, nigga. And all I'ma say is,
what?
Any one of y'all niggas won't get in the way,
what?
We gon' make way. We running through you, bitch, nigga.
What?
Like a Mack truck.
What?
Check this nigga. Two
rounds. What?
A wall banging, everybody wall banging, bullets slinging, brain hanging, y'all bringing, we bringing. Glock, cop, red dot, more fire, pop till you drop. Jackpot, I got your whole block flaming hot. It don't stop, it don't stop, never ending. Nothing but niggas jumping out and been spending. Bust back, or either her set, trust that. 2 9s, I clutch that, bout that, combat, fantastic, and all that. One false reaction. Get your head back, leave that, it's like that. Operation Desert Box, drop bombs and why not? Get them bumble blood clocks and haze eyes all time. He's a night creeper, street sweeper, weed filler, weed splitter, don't buster, bone crusher, don't flusher, so cutthroat you can't trust her. Hustler, like me, niggas running wild out that DTC, knock a nigga off his feet. So called baller blocking me, me and my rounds, we stall, we die for our wall. Gotta stay untouchable, to death do us call. Been a soldier from the stall, cock and squeeze in the stall. Blitz one through your hall, all lights turned on. Oh, look at here, Paul, it's all out wall. See, y'all hope you kiss your mom and say goodbye to your paw. Shop clover, kicking doors with kids in Cali Cova. Lord knows if I blast up on my foes. It's in the clip, splendid rounds of ammo. You got to go, shop clover, kicking doors with kids in Cali Cova. Lord knows if I blast up on my foes. It's in the clip, splendid rounds of ammo. You got to go, tell your people they best be ready with that AP-9. Live my life scandalous, cause I don't mind dying. Got a low down dirty scam for who I am. Niggas get slammed, pool of blood, they bound to drown. About to go in that water, paper chase, run in the water. Shot with my Glock, got it caught, 17 shots. Extra clip in the side, I think not to get got. Try to read for your piece, raise that off the spot. Nigga run on that team, send some niggas to that gangster lean. Been my liver, but I seen on your team as I fled from the scene. Your fiend call me the king. Cut them 20 so big, man, that shit is a sin. Dividends, I make them, paper chasing, we call them capers. Who we be? This is bank, big bank takers. Niggas can't fake us, we pocket rapers, duct tapers. We're trying to fall like a Lakers, bitch niggas can't escape us. Shop close up, kicking dudes with keys and calicoes. Lord knows if I bless up on my foes. It's in the clip, plenty rhymes and ammo. You got to go, shop close up. Kicking dudes with keys and calicoes. Lord knows if I bless up on my foes. It's in the clip, plenty rhymes and ammo. You got to go, shop close. My nigga, the man on the trigger. Your bank is big enough to make my bank bigger. So nobody move, nobody get hurt. My nigga flinch his finger, then his face is on the shirt. 6 feet in the dirt, bone fossils of the earth. When the AK burns, you best to blast first. I handle my business, I kill a victim, cut the witness. All clips extended, holler person can't defend it. Murder charge dependent, so I can't be apprehended. Do a job till it's finished, I'm menace to win it. Straight menace to society, I'm making a murder looking for it. It's a robbery. Move with caution and you better think wisely. Cause I'm a YG, nigga, don't try me. I flash, flicker, flicker, nigga, licker. Got your whole block shook up.
In the ghetto, and all I hear is gunshots. So I see a niggas in Glock, keys and red dots. Niggas calling the cops when the fire cracks out. Both of us in the car, one yelling out. Torch the block, keep the cage concealed as we cruise the spot. Them boys over there got popped, I guess we robbed the shop. High speed chase with the cops as we flee from
and Cali cold. Lord knows if I blast on my foes. Send the clips, plenty rounds of ammo. You got to go shop closer. Kicking dudes with kids and Cali cold. Lord knows if I blast up on my foes. Extend the clips, plenty rounds of ammo. You got to go shop closer. Kicking dudes with kids and Cali cold. Lord knows if I blast up on my foes. Extend the clips, plenty rounds of ammo. You got to go shop closer. Kicking dudes with kids and Cali cold. Lord knows if I blast up on my foes. Extend the clips, plenty rounds of ammo.